Have you heard about the growing threat in Los Angeles? It lurks in the streets, and patrolmen are on the lookout because the threat could show up most anywhere.
Lately, it's been police officers that come by and they're trying to literally book us for anything they can.
Turns out he's the threat, and so are they.
Whatever excuse they can find for us to leave, they'll find it and, you know, try to use it for, you know, to make us leave.
They operate taco trucks, which pull up to curbs and offer much more than tacos. Care for a tofu bowl? Maybe some Korean barbecue?
They're good food, they're reasonable price, and they got friendly, customer service.
Customers seem happy, but truck owners say they get citations for all sorts of infractions, from parking too close to curbs to parking too far away.
I actually went to court yesterday for a ticket they gave me. They cited me for something which was repealed in 1995.
This isn't the first time the LAPD has targeted street vendors.
Doing bacon is illegal.
Elizabeth Palacios spent 45 days in jail because of these guys, bacon-wrapped hot dogs. The health department says they're dangerous, so unless vendors buy expensive government-approved equipment, their tiny businesses might get dumped in the trash. Palacios points out that she pays taxes and holds a variety of permits. Same for taco truck owners who must have a business license, a health department permit, and a food handler's permit.
That's things that you have to have in the truck all the time.
Without those things, taco truck owners may be fined or even shut down by police.
They can buy, just ask for all the documents, and actually I had copies because I don't like to keep originals in the truck because they might get lost or whatever. So I had to go back to the office and get the originals because they were just really, really picky about everything. They just wanted to find something to kick us out.
So why are cops cracking down on taco trucks? Turns out local restaurants don't like the competition.
The only thing that the restaurants can actually do to, you know, prevent us from coming here is to, you know, hassle the cops, or the cops come and hassle us.
We're just offering alternatives to the people that work in this area, and they want us to be here.
Well, we would eat at their restaurants if the prices were reasonable and the food was good.
So it's competition, you know, it's fair competition.
I think LAPD has a lot more things to do than, you know, come out here to Miracle Mile and hassle, you know, taco trucks. I'm pretty sure there are more serious problems that are happening throughout LA.
So are taco trucks really a threat? Maybe it depends if you're a customer or a competitor.